after Rosh Hashanah, but maybe we'll have a brief hakdama now, and we'll have two shiurim on this after during the Esek Shemei Teshuvah. Just first of all, hakdama. I know I sent you a lot of marmakomos, and I don't expect you to be able to do them all in the time allotted. I don't expect myself to do them all in the time allotted. What's the ikkar? The ikkar is you should really see, make sure you see the Gemara in Kuf Ches Amud Aleph, which we'll begin talking about today. You should see starting on Kuf Ches Amud Aleph. You should see the Gemara in Daf Kuf Amud Aleph, starting on Kuf Amud Aleph, going on to Kuf Amud Beis, I guess the top of Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph. And if you can see Gemara Rashi Tosfos, try to see if you may, you know, either the Rashba or the Ramban would be nice if you can. Otherwise, the Tur Simin Sadi Beis, Sif, Gimel, and Dalet, if you could see the Beis Yosef, and also the Shulchan Aruch and Kufa. Now, we're not going to, don't worry if you don't finish it. We're going to, Be'etzim, learn these as they come up, Al Pi Seder Shulchan Aruch. However, since we have only a little bit of time before 1 week left of learning before Ben Hazmanim, so I thought a hakdama would be good, because we are going to keep on getting back to these, and then you know a lot of the details you work out as we get up to the simon, following the order. A lot of this will be sort of very difficult to understand without getting into really the details of Basar B'Chalav and the like, but at the same time, not to do it at all. So I think we'll miss a lot of the points, like in Simon Sadi Tess, that we're going to get to. So I'm not sure if this is the right approach, doing a half-baked job now and doing more later. My hope is it's not a half-baked job as much as sort of seeing the early Makoros, the Gemaras and Rishonim now, and then sort of the nitty-gritty and the details in the Shulchan Aruch later. So let's introduce the topic, which is the Gemara and Daf Kuf Chesim and Aleph. If you didn't see it, I'll say the Gemara outside. Right, Rav says that if you have some milk that falls on a piece of meat, kevan shenas entam b'chaticha, chaticha atzma nasis nebeila, v'oseres kol ha-chatichos kulan mipnei shein mina. Rav holds, like Rabbi Yehuda, that min b'mina was lo bato. And therefore, when some milk falls onto the meat becomes aser, chanan, and then that meat is able to aser the rest of the pot, based off of the principle of min b'mina lo bato. That's Rav's statement. So the Gemara says, what does Rav hold? If Rav holds efshel esochto mutter, so why would you say chanan? Must be he holds efshel esochto aser. And therefore he says chanan. So when you read the Gemara kepshuto, it sounds like there are two separate things. One is called efshel esochto. There's a debate, machlokas amorayim, and later on a machlokas tanayim, a machlokas amorayim, whether efshel esochto mutter or efshel esochto aser. On the tzad, that efshel esochto aser, so then you might also hold chanan chaticha atzma nasis nebeila. If you hold efshel esochto mutter, then you surely don't hold of chanan, but it seems like they are two separate things. That's a simple meaning of the Gemara, and that's what comes out from Rashi and Daf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph. What does efshel esochto aser mean, and what does chanan mean? So according to Rashi, efshel esochto aser means, or we'll do the other way, efshel esochto mutter, Rashi says, means huter gam harishon kishenifla ta'iser mimenu. Rashi understands that efshel esochto is the machlokas dafka by Basar B'Chalav, maybe even ikker, not by Basar B'Chalav. What happens if you have iser that falls into hatter, and then the tam goes away, so you have your potatoes, some nevela falls into the potatoes, there aren't shishim, so the potatoes have tam nevela, they're aser, right? Then some of those potatoes go and get mixed in with a bunch of other potatoes. So now, there's the tam nevela's no longer nicker in the potatoes anymore. What's the halacha? Could you eat those potatoes? If you hold efshar l'sochto mutter, so you could eat the potato, even though it's once aser, because at one point it had a tam nevela, but now it doesn't have a tam nevela, so why should it be aser? Efshel esochto aser says no. Once it becomes aser, Rashi says mishenesra chaticha shuv ein la heter b'schita. Once the piece becomes aser, it never again becomes mortal de schita, meaning to say even if the tam of the iser is squeezed out, or for some reason it's no longer nicker. So again, what does efshel esochto aser mean? Huter gam harishon k'shenifla ta'iser mimenu. And what does Efshel Asof Tawasser mean? Mishinesra hachaticha shuv ein laheter b'schita. So it's very simple according to Rashi. What does Chanan mean? Chanan mean. So if you hold Efshel Asof Tawasser, the Gemara says, for sure you don't say Chanan. But if you say Efshel Asof Tawasser, then maybe you say Chanan. What does Chanan mean? So Rashi says then that means that you have to be mevatel, not just the Isser, but the Heter. Rashi writes, Ela kasavar Rav holds Mishnes rachaticha shuv ein laheter b'schita, that Eshel Asof Tawasser v'ashmuinan af haheter sheba nasa Isser lios kan shir gadol lesser acherim harbe. Even the Heter turns into Isser, such that now you need a shir gadol lesser acherim harbe. So if you hold Eshel Asof Tawasser, that doesn't mean you hold Chanan. Let's take an example. Let's say, first we'll give it by Shari Surin. It's a little more complex for Basar B'Chalav. But let's say for Shari Surin. So again, I had a kezias of nevela falls into 30 kseisim of potatoes, and I'm cooked together. So now I go ahead, I remove the nevela, all my potatoes are asar, right? And now those 30 potatoes fall into another 30 potatoes, and they're all cooked together. So, if you hold Eshel Asof Tawasser, you can't eat those potatoes, right? You can't eat the potatoes. But, if you hold Eshel Asof Tawasser, but if you hold Eshel Asof Tawasser, you could eat the potatoes. If you hold Eshel Asof Tawasser, but you don't have the Chanan, so how much would you need, let's say the potatoes were, you could identify them, so you don't need 60 times the 30 to be mevatelet, right? The potatoes that were aser will indeed remain aser forever, but they don't aser anything else, any other potatoes or anything else for that matter, except kashir hanevela shebetocho, right? So they couldn't aser any, let's say in that case where there's 30 potatoes, 30 more potatoes. You have the 30 initial potatoes and the 30 new potatoes. The 30, if you hold of Efshar Lesokto Aser, but no Chanan, so then the 30 new potatoes will be Mutter. You could somehow identify them. The 30 old potatoes would be Aser. Let's say it wasn't potatoes. Let's say it was a broccoli mixed with potatoes, right? So you wouldn't need, right, 30 potatoes that have a little bit of Isser mixed with 30 pieces of broccoli. So the potatoes will remain aser, even though you won't be able to discern tam nevela in them, but the broccoli would be mutter. That's if you hold Efshel Asof Tawasser, but you don't say Chanan. If you say Chanan, so then we say, af haheter sheba nasa iser, lios kan shir gadol lesser acherim harbe. Now the example I gave with potatoes and broccoli and nevela is all, of course, an example of Shari Surin. The Gemara here is talking about Basar B'Chalav. So it's possible that even if you hold Chanan, as we mentioned earlier, that's only stated by Basar B'Chalav. Now, it's a little interesting because let's say you held Efshel Asof Tawasser by Basar B'Chalav, but you didn't hold of Chanan, what difference does it make? L'chora, all you need is a mashu, and that should aser the rest of it. So it could even be, and we'll get back to this later, that Rashi holds of something like Rabbeinu Tam, that even trei mashu in lo aminan, Rabbeinu Tam proves that from Daf Kuf. You might see that a little bit from Rashi on Kuf Ches, but we'll get back to that later when we get to Daf Kuf to appreciate it. Okay, so that's pretty simple. Rashi's view on Kuf Ches Amud Aleph is simple. The problem is when you get to Kuf Ches Amud Beis. Why is it a problem? On Kuf Ches Amud Beis, it says the following. It says that there's actually a machlokas tanaim about Efshel Asof Tawasser. And the example given of Efshel Asof Tawasser, Efshel Asof Tawasser, is the same case as Amud Aleph. You have a drop of milk that falls into meat, a piece of meat. It asers that meat, and then that meat gets mixed into a bunch of other pieces of meat. If you hold min b'mino lo batel, the piece of meat will aser everything else, and it'll be aser. And that's called Efshel Asof Tawasser. And over there, the Chachamim say Efshel Asof Tawasser, and therefore, even if they hold min b'mino lo batel, it doesn't aser it. That's the Gemara in Kuf Ches Amud Beis. Now, the problem is, What the Gemara calls Efshel Sochto Aser and Mutter on Kuf Chesam and Beis is what the Gemara on Kuf Chesam and Aleph called Chanan, or Long Min and Chanan. It's not what the Gemara called Efshel Sochto Aser and Efshel Sochto Mutter. On Kuf Chesam and Beis, the Gemara seems to conflate the two issues. It equates Efshel Sochto Aser and Mutter with Chanan, which we'll see might lead some Rishonim to assume that they're either the same thing or at least one is dependent on the other. If you hold Efshel Sochto Aser, you automatically hold of Chanan. But that wasn't the simple reading of the Gemara in Kuf Chesam and Aleph. Now what does Rashi do? So Rashi adds to the confusion. Because on Kuf Chesam and Beis, Rashi writes, Kasavar Efshel Sochto Aser, Mipnei Shekula Nasis Nevela. Whoa. First of all, he thinks that they're linked. And second of all, he says it the opposite direction as on Kuf Chesam and Aleph. On Kuf Chesam and Aleph, we said, if you hold Efshel Sochto Aser, then maybe you also hold Chanan. Here, Rashi said, he holds Efshel Sochto Aser, Mipnei Shekula Nasis Nevela. So either they're the same, or Chanan leads to Efshel Sochto Aser, which is the reverse. So L'chor, the Pshat in Rashi, is that Rashi holds, Rashi and Kuf Chesam and Beis is sort of echoing the Gemara. I don't think Rashi was chozer. We could try to say Rashi was chozer, but that's a little schwer. Rashi was echoing the Gemara, and the Gemara refers to Hanan as Efshel Sochto. And maybe the yesod in this Rashi is like this. If you hold of Hanan, so the reason for Hanan, Rashi says, is that then the reason why you hold Efshel Sochto Aser is Mipnei Shekulo Nasis Iser. Meaning, so you could have held Efshel Sochto Aser for some other reason, right? And that's what the Gemara on Amud Aleph reflects. There could be a number of reasons why Efshel Sochto is Aser, without saying Chanan. But if you hold of Chanan, if you hold it's Nefach L'Nevela, let's say the Basar and the Chalav both are transformed into Nevela Mamish, so the reason why you hold Efshel Sochto Aser is not because of some other reason, like once it's Chal and Iser, it never goes away. It's a different reason. It's because it's Nas and Nevela. In other words, if the meat in the Tarogus of Basar and Chalav turns into meat Shal Nevela, it's Nevela Mamish, so of course the reason why Efshel Sochto Aser is because Nas and Nevela. And that's what Rashi's saying. And that's what the Gemara is saying. Those who hold Chanan by Basar v'Chalav, those who hold of Chanan by Basar v'Chalav are going to hold of Efshel Sochto precisely because of Chanan. Because they hold that Basar, now what does that mean? It means that Basar v'Chalav is an Iser Machmas Atzmo. It's not like an Iser Balua. When you have a Tarovis of Basar and Chalav, they become Aser. And it's not just a mixture of meat and milk. It's a new entity. It's an Isher Machmas Atzmo. It's like Basar Nevela, it's like Chalav Nevela. And that's what Chanan means. And that's what you need Shishim Kenegdo. And therefore, if you hold of Rabbi Yehuda, you'll say Min B'mino Labata. Right? The Nafka Mina and the Gemara in Kofches is only within Rabbi Yehuda. If you hold of Chanan, what does that mean? Let's say I hold of Chanan. So some of my milk that was Chananified, that turned into Nevela, was mixed in with 1,000,000 gallons of other milk, it asers it, right? Or some of the meat that turned into nevela because of the tam chalav shabot turned into nevela, it asers 1,000,000 other pieces, right? In other words, what does Chanan mean? Look at this milk as nevela. Look at this meat as nevela. That's what Chanan means. If you hold of Chanan, so then the reason why Efshel Sochto is aser is because of Chanan. Since this is meat shel nevela, even if the tam chalav leaves, it remains nevela. So of course Efshel Sochto aser. And that's the perspective that Rashi's explaining on Kuf Chesam and Beis. On Kuf Chesam and Beis, he's telling you that if you hold of Chanan, the reason why Efshel Sochto Aser is because it's Nas and Nevela. On Amud Aleph, he's telling you, theoretically, you could hold Efshel Sochto Aser without holding Chanan. It could be for a different reason. Either by Shari Surin, that's relevant, right? Or, because maybe we don't say Chanan by Shari Surin, or even by Basar v'Chalav, theoretically, you could have understood that it's not Efshel Sochto Aser, but not because it's Nas and Nevela. Really fundamentally remains Basar and Chalav. But once it becomes Aser, Eino Hetero Lamis, Efshel Sochto Aser. So theoretically, Efshel Sochto Aser and Efshel Sochto Mutter, Efshel Sochto Aser and Chanan are two separate things. However, if you hold of Chanan, that's the reason why Efshel Sochto Aser. So what turns out, according to Rashi, is as follows. What does Efshel Sochto Aser mean? That's really what we have to figure out. Efshel Sochto Aser, A, is not a din that's limited to Basar v'Chalav. It could be Shaykh Bokali Surim. And it means, B, that once something becomes aser, it remains aser li'olam va'ed, even if the tam ha'iser is no longer nikerbo. And this is also the view of the tour, in terms of understanding efshel softo aser. That's why the tour writes in Siman Sadi Beis that if you hold like Rabbeinu Ephraim, and the iser goes out, the tam is no longer nirgash, it's mutter, because efshel softo mutter, right? So he paskins efshel softo mutter. If the tam ha'iser isn't there, it's mutter. This is also the view of Tosfos on Kuf Ches Amid Aleph Yumas Lashar, that according to the man to Amar Efshel Softo Mutter, in Nischat Ha'iser V'Nisbatel, then the piece becomes Mutter. And again, it's the view of Rashi. Now, they don't all necessarily hold to the same thing in all these questions, but basically the view of the Tur, Rashi, Tosfos, is that Efshel Softo Aser means even when the Iser is Nischat, it remains Aser. And Efshel Softo Mutter says that when the Iser is removed, when the Tam isn't Nicker, so it is Choser Latera. Why is this so significant? We're not going to get into these now. This I'll leave you for next time, but we'll see that there are some Rishonim that A, conflate Efshel Softo Aser and Hanan. B, there are some Rishonim, like the Rashba world, that even if, according to the Mandar Efshel Softo Mutter, it remains Aser Li'olavad. That's not what the Machlokas Efshel Softo Aser and Efshel Softo Mutter is about. Even according to the Mandar Efshel Softo Mutter, if this was once Aser because of Tom Kicker, it remains Aser Li'olavad. Right? So obviously they have a very different understanding of what Efshel Softo Aser and Efshel Softo Mutter and what Hanan means. So that's the Avoda and the Siman, a very difficult Avoda, to try to figure out the different definitions of Efshel Softo and Hanan according to the different Rishonim. So I want to wish you, each and every one of you, a Ksiv Echsim Atoiv, a good Gvench Dera. Thank you so much for everything thus far. And continue to be Osik and Alimud and be Matliach.